After 70 years as heir to the throne, the Prince of Wales will officially become King Charles III tomorrow in Britain. Now, millions of people will be watching the pageantry and ceremony, including two British transplants who are currently in Idaho. Kathy Rushton and Victoria Sunderland are both daughters of the British Empire, and they are making big plans for the event. And our Morning Edition host, George Prentice, sat down with them to talk about the coronation, as well as the royal family, and getting up really early to watch the ceremony.
Truth be told, I have been familiar with Daughters of the American Revolution, but tell me about Daughters of the British Empire. Is there a qualification?
Well, it's a national organization, so it's throughout the United States, and we're a British and Commonwealth of Nations women's organization. We are open to women who are of British or Commonwealth birth or ancestry, or in fact marriage. And we like to promote our heritage. We have companionship. We meet for companionship and fun. And we also support charities. We support local charities. And then the DBE has three senior living facilities in different regions of the United States. And we are in the Western region. We support a senior living facility in California.
That is lovely. And there are two chapters in Idaho, yes?
That's right, yes. So Victoria is regent of the Crown Jewels chapter. And then we also have the Tea Rose chapter, which is mainly sort of based in Meridian and points slightly further west.
Victoria Sunderland, regent, sounds extremely important and very formal. Tell me what the regent is responsible for.
The regent just organizes our monthly meetings. We meet on the second Tuesday of every month. We have about 40 members in Boise. We're quite active, so we always like to encourage people to come to meetings by producing food. If you provide food, they will come. And one of the things that we all miss about, because most of us have lived outside the British Isles for many, many decades now, but the thing that we miss the most is the food. And luckily, that's easy enough to replicate. So we will rush through a bit of business. The business depends on how much charity work we are doing or social events that we have organized. And as soon as we finish the business part of the meeting, we get on to the real reason that we're there, which is to have a good natter and some delicious food to eat.
And tea, I have to assume, very, very good tea?
We are very good at making tea. We make it in vast quantities. Our cupboards are never bare of tea bags.
Victoria, can I ask your tea of choice?
I am originally from Yorkshire in the north of England, and there is a tea called Yorkshire tea. Its claim to fame is that it's made to suit Yorkshire water and Yorkshire people. So I'm not too sure whether the water in Boise is the same, but the tea still tastes very good to me, and I can buy it from Albertsons, so I do.
Kathy, do you have a tea of choice?
You know, I prefer PG Tips. Yes. I'm from the other side of the Pennines, from Derbyshire. So maybe it's a regional thing, but yes, PG Tips is my tea of choice.
So can we dish just a little bit? Do you watch The Crown like the rest of us?
Oh, yes.
Me too. We might claim that we don't, that we're not interested in that sort of tittle-tattle, but we all watch it.
Oh my goodness. So tittle tattle. I love that. Is that what I think it is? Is that over the fence gossip?
Yes.
Can I ask if either of you read the excerpts or the book by Prince Harry?
I have not. And even if I had, I don't think I'd confess to it.
Victoria?
That was a bridge too far for me. I have not read it and I don't intend to.
But I have to assume that I'm not the first person to ask you about reconciling some of the very real drama, right, surrounding the family.
I get asked about it all the time. And I work in healthcare, and it's a favorite question of patients. They will ask me, what do I think about the royal family? And what I usually tell them is they may be royal and they may be very special in some ways. And they may have privileges that ordinary families don't have. But if you think about your own family, you can probably tell a tale that's very similar to what's going on in their family. And it kind of makes us all realize that deep down we're all the same. We all have issues.
I think that was a great answer. And I have to say that I try not to say too much when people ask about the reconciliation of the royal family or the splits within it. It's kind of not my business.
I pride myself as being an early riser. And the coronation this coming Saturday begins 4 a.m. our time. But I have to assume that you'll both be up and watching.
Oh, absolutely, yes. I got up very, very early to watch the sad occasion of the Queen's funeral. And then spent hours glued to the television watching that. And then we'll definitely be up early to watch the coronation at 4 a.m. or even before that, because I think the service starts at 4 a.m. It's a once in a lifetime opportunity to witness a piece of history. And we're looking forward to seeing how the ceremony is going to reflect the role of the monarch in the changing world, and seeing how they're going to bring in features from the modern world as well as long-standing traditions and the pageantry, of course, which is extremely important and great to watch.
We've talked about this at DBE, about whether we should all get together to watch the coronation. And in the end, we decided we will all get up really, really early to watch it, but we'd kind of rather do that at home in our pyjamas rather than have to go to some public place and do it. So we will watch the coronation on our own at home. But then on the Sunday, on the day after the coronation, there is an event that's being publicised a lot in the United Kingdom and throughout the British Commonwealth, which is called the Big Lunch. And this is where you get together and where we are going to have a picnic. We're going to have a potluck picnic to participate in the Big Lunch, where we can chat away as much as we want about our favourite parts of the ceremony and what we liked and what we didn't like and who wore this and who wore that and who were the most important people there. And we expect to have a wonderful time.
What's on the menu? I've heard of a coronation. Is it chicken salad?
Yes. I'm hoping somebody will bring that. Coronation chicken was a dish that was invented for the Queen's coronation in the 1950s, and it was it reflected the diversity of food available throughout the British Commonwealth. We don't know yet what is going to be the signature dish of Charles's coronation. And so I don't think anybody would be able to bring that to our picnic. But I'm expecting to see some coronation chicken there. And of course, we'll have scones and sausage rolls and all the good old English stuff, shortbread, biscuits, you name it, we'll have some.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
What if the greatest tragedy of your life was just covered up?
I've never seen anything like that before or after.
This is the story of the worst marine-on-marine friendly fire in modern history, a story kept from the public.
It's like, what did y'all have to hide?
Listen to NPR's Embedded podcast and its latest series, Taking Cover.